KFIZ News Time 1040 as Final Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. On a Wednesday, it's February 3rd of 2021. And time for what's become, a couple times a month, we get the latest on health with our friends at the Fond du Lac County Health Department, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us. And she is actually on site here this morning as the vaccine distribution, vaccinations continue in the Fond du Lac area, and we have some updates on the testing center and lots to talk about going on with the pandemic. But we welcome Kim in on the phone this morning to keep us up to date on latest on COVID-19. Kim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing really good. Very excited for our next clinic today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw earlier this week the health department put out a post on Facebook. We'll start with the vaccine topic, Kim. I know when we spoke earlier, I think it was late last month, about that announcement that 65 and older folks will be eligible for that vaccine. You had just such an immense response. You had to start putting people on that wait list, and you had that first vaccine clinic in the final week of January, and things went really well. You had over 1,200 people vaccinated. Is that correct?
That is. Yep, over 1,200 people vaccinated last week Wednesday, and we anticipate to do the same thing today. So trying to, vaccinate another 1,200 individuals that we have signed up, just getting them through between 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. today.
And that's at the fairgrounds. Now, if people out there are not out there, but people listening, I guess I should say, are still hoping to get their vaccine, they fall in that age group, what do they need to know about kind of the process and where we stand now with setting up appointments for them?
Right. So a couple things. So if you are an individual out there 65 and older, you called us probably on either the 19th or 20th of January, and you left a message, and you have not received a phone call back from us, you are considered on our wait list, and we will still get to you. So the clinic today, we filled up again with the 1,200 individuals. We are pulling them from our wait list, just like we did last week. And again, not sure how much vaccine I will get next week, but depending on how much vaccine I get, my hope is to get through the rest of all of the individuals that called us. So that would be a good goal. And so if we can accomplish that next week to get through the remainder of on our wait list, the question is, for those that didn't call in and weren't able to leave a message to get on a wait list, what about you? Mm-hmm. So my recommendation right now is to call your primary care provider. I do know SSM Health, as well as Aurora Healthcare, are taking care of patients to ensure that they get their patients vaccinated. So there's different healthcare systems that have different processes and how to sign up for a vaccine. So my recommendation would be to just touch base with that healthcare system to find out what that process would be for you.
Timeline-wise for the vaccine, we are hearing, obviously, those continued updates from the state of Wisconsin and of course, your department as well with the local health department. I know starting March 1st, there's another group, at least tentatively eligible in the state of Wisconsin to start receiving the vaccine. Any updates that you know of to that timeline, Kim, from what you've been hearing as we go forward into the rest of the year?
Yeah, so the tentative timeline would be, the rest of phase 1B individuals in a specific priority area. I believe educators was the top of that priority order. That would be the tentative date of March 1st week. And again, that is tentative. The state mentioned it could be earlier, it could be later. And so we're just trying to get, we'll take the direction from the state, and once the state determines that the next priority order of the group is able to go, we will ensure that we work through figuring out getting a vaccination clinic set up for that group. Some of those groups in the Phase 1B are very tangible. So, I've had a couple grocery store workers reach out to me. What do I do? When am I going to find out? And, to me, a grocery store worker is a very easy, tangible group. We have connections with each grocery store in Fond du Lac County. And so once that group is up, we will do messaging, and then we will ask that those store owners message to their to their employees on what that process is to get those employees vaccinated. That is very easy, and it just depends on when that opportunity will be for those people. But, you know, just rest assured that if you haven't heard anything yet, it's just because your group is not up yet.
Mm-hmm. Want to switch gears, Kim. I know the testing site does open again tomorrow at the fairgrounds. But I guess I'll correct myself. There was news coming out earlier today that because of the winter weather, the testing site will be closed tomorrow. But we want to remind folks that the testing site is open through March 4th, I guess, excluding tomorrow because of the chance of wintry weather, correct?
Yeah, we decided to close it down because of the weather tomorrow for safety purposes. So it will resume again next week. I believe the next one after the one that's canceled tomorrow, it would be February 11th, that Thursday. And again, that testing runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And that's at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds through March 4th. Testing-wise, what are testing numbers looking like as we start the new month here? Are they low? Are they about the same? Are they high? What do we know about that?
Yeah, so last week on the 28th, we ended with doing 160 tests. And I believe of those 160 tests, there was 15 Fond du Lac County residents who tested positive. When you think of the testing that we've done throughout the whole month of January, maybe we started with a good 300 for the first week in January, and then every week after that, it has lessened to a little over 200, a little under 200, and again, last week was 160 individuals. So, you know, the demand isn't there as much as it was when we were having our huge surge, likely because people don't feel they need it because they aren't experiencing symptoms. So less disease prevalence out there. And, you know, that is very hopeful and, you know, what we would want to see.
Let's close our conversation, Kim, this time around talking about masks. I know that's been a topic of conversation, especially with news coming out of the state legislature that both the Senate and an Assembly would pass a resolution to end the governor's mask order. The Assembly has not done that just yet, but it kind of sounds like they will at some point. Your take on that news first, and then what does that mean for Fond du Lac County going forward? I don't want to necessarily play a hypothetical here, but will the mask mandate continue in the county? Is it too early to tell at this point? What's your take on kind of the happening surrounding the state's mask mandate?
Yeah, you know, the whole thing, you know, with the legislator putting that out, I feel it's an unfortunate, and I feel it's it has a lot of politics wrapped around it. When I think of the importance of mask wearing, it doesn't have anything to do with politics, and it has everything to do with, you know, what do we know works to help lessen the spread of the disease. And if we would all look at it in that way, we would know that wearing a mask when you have a novel virus circulating and not everybody's protected, that would be the best thing that you could do to help protect somebody. So taking that away is going to lessen a lot of businesses' ability to feel that they can appropriately do that for whatever reason. It helps businesses, it helps schools to, you know, justify why they are, you know, having that mandate. Well, it's a state mandate, you know, so forth. My stance on it is, you know, I really hope people choose to do the right thing and wear a mask because we know it works. We know it lessens that that risk of somebody picking up that virus from somebody else who is potentially contagious. And again, people who are contagious, they might not look contagious. They might be asymptomatic. They might be asymptomatic 2 days prior to them the onset of symptoms. And so wearing a mask helps ensure that you are not picking up those particles that would be, you know, sucked up if you didn't have that mask on. For our community, you know, I really hope people, you know, do the right thing. If that is something the state legislator chooses to, you know, take away, I think that the majority of our folks in our community will still choose to do the right thing and wear a mask.
Very good, Kim. Thanks so much for your time. As always, we'll let you get back to the vaccination clinic. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us here on KFIZ, updating us on